Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is The Burt Show.
One thing I've always appreciated about The Burt Show is we will take input. We will take input from you guys. If you email us, look, I'm always looking for some constructive criticism. Been doing the show 9 years now. So we listen to you all the time, and I'll take input from anywhere. Employees, I will take it from listeners, I will take it from interns. So intern Bianca, please come on up here for a second. She has an idea on how to make the show a little bit better that she would like to share with us this morning. Good morning, intern Bianca. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Now, each week we have our interns send us a couple of things that are going on in their lives.
Yeah, she's cautious, like, what is this?
Like, what is going on? Well, she sent us a suggestion this week on how to improve the show. It's at least the way I read into it. And I've got your email here that I would like you to read to us, because I think it's way more effective if it comes from you.
All righty. Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Wait, is everybody ready? Jen, are you ready?
Ready.
Jeff, are you ready?
I'm fine.
Producer Joanne, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're all ready.
All right.
All righty.
Okay, for the time I've been here, I loved it. You guys are great. The only thing that, irks. Okay?
Now go ahead and read it.
You gotta read it verbatim. You gotta read what you wrote.
Word for word.
It's good. That's why we want you to read
The only thing that irks my nerves, everyone knows what irks means, right? Okay.
Just read the letter. You can just go ahead and read the email.
Okay, is when you all put Joanna on air and talk about nonsense. I mean, who cares if you wear a size 7 or if a girl looks better than you? Hold on. So you're not going to hang out with her? I mean, I love Joanna, and she seems to be a very nice girl, but I don't understand why she is so self-centered.
Do you want me to finish reading it for you? Because I can do that.
That leads into my topic. Why do women envy each other? Shouldn't women be happy to see other women doing something good? I just don't understand that, which is why I keep very few girlfriends. I had this one friend. We were very cool. We all hung out. But when I started doing some gigs for this magazine, she hung out. And I started hanging out with celebrities. She was mad at me. I didn't understand it. I mean, shouldn't you be happy I'm doing what I want to do?
Okay, now it's a good topic. I will give you that.
Bianca, very nice.
All right, but let's get to the first part of this whole thing. Okay, so you think a way to improve the show, basically, is to keep Joanne off it.
But that's what the email says.
The only thing that irks my nerves.
Say don't put Joanne on air. I'm just saying.
It says put her on the air. Just don't let her talk.
The only thing that irks my nerves is when y'all put Joanne on the air.
That's not what she said.
No, when you put Joanne on air and she talks about like, when you guys are going to the skiing trip and some girl, you say you didn't want her to hang out with you guys because she was better looking and her career is better. Like, why would you encourage that?
I never said I didn't. I said that, yeah, she is beautiful and she is perfect. And when I'm around her, she brings out my insecurities. I didn't say I hated her because you said in the email that I hate her. And
no,
I never said that.
It doesn't say you hate her.
You said that I didn't like her because she was prettier than me. All my friends are beautiful. Okay. If that was the case, then I wouldn't have any friends because all my friends are beautiful. I'm not intimidated by another beautiful woman. It's just she brings out my insecurities. And I think every female has a moment in their life where they're feeling insecure and someone else can bring out those insecurities, and I think that you misconstrued what I was saying.
Didn't you say that with that friend that you didn't want to invite her to anything?
But I think you're totally taking it was a joke. Like when I say, "Oh, we don't want to invite her," I'm really not going to not extend an invitation. She is funny. She is. Has a great personality. I'm not that shallow that I'm going to not extend an invitation. I mean, I hang out with her. She doesn't live here anymore, but I would hang out with her on the weekends.
Are you glad?
Yeah, you're so glad.
See, I can't say it because then it's like,
you know it's true.
Because everyone takes it as like, oh, she's such a shallow person. It's a joke. Like, you look at celebrities on TV and you find a way to bring them down. My reality is she's not a celebrity. She's real life, you know? And she is just a very beautiful, and she had a lot going for her, and she brought out my insecurities. And that's why I came on the air to talk about it.
But I do think that Bianca has a point in that, you know, why can't you just be happy for the
I am
good
happy
things
for
about,
her.
About her.
I never said I wasn't I happy that's... for her. I don't wish any bad upon her.
Sound
I am very happy for her.
Very defensive.
I know.
Because I'm defensive because it's you asked me to come on the air to share my personal stories, mm-hmm. and I do. And I can understand a listener saying, wow, Joanna sounds very self-centered mm-hmm. because they don't have the opportunity to get to know me. But you do have the opportunity to get to know me because we work together. But mm-hmm. you haven't taken the opportunity. Instead, you made these judgments mm-hmm. and you're sticking by your judgments.
She's well, not making a I'm judgment. Sticking, I think she's asking a question.
Yeah, I'm not making a judgment on you. I really don't even know you like that. All we say is, hey, how are you doing? Whatever. But I'm just saying, based on what you're coming on here saying, it seems very self-centered because you've been on here to, oh, man, I woke up, I'm a size 7 now from a size 5. There's people trying to be size 12 well, that are big and stuff.
But I mean, but like, I mean come on. I work out all the time and I eat well. Mm-hmm. So instead of going down a size like you're supposed to, I'm going up a size. I'm going to complain. I don't care if you're a size 10 and you went up to a size 12, you're going to complain. If you're a size 0 and you went to a size 3, you're going to complain. Why does it matter what size I am? I eat well and I work out. I'm pissed off that I can't go down a dress size.
When she
Why is that wrong?
When she threw the word, when we were reading this email, and Joanna sits in on our post-show meeting, so she read mm-hmm. it, you know, she heard it as we read it, right? Mm-hmm. When the word self-centered came up, it looked like it was a knock in your gut. Like you have never heard that. Like you don't consider yourself a self-centered person.
No, I don't. I get...
You remember what you gave us all pictures of yourself for Christmas?
Right, you do right? remember that. Right?
That's just me being funny. But that's my personality. Funny. Like, I like to make people laugh. And sometimes it's at someone else's expense. And sometimes it's at my expense. And I don't consider myself self-centered. We come on the radio to talk about our life stories, not about... Mm. Next door neighbor's life story about ours. So it's my story. So I don't understand how you can call me self-centered. Kind of is because that's what it's about. It's about us.
Would you consider everybody on the show self-centered?
No.
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 Because Joanna's argument is that this is what we do is we come on and everybody shares their personal stories. I had a stupid thing about the iPad this morning. Wendy's going to talk about her ex in a little bit.
Just for competitive reasons, I would like to be the most self-centered if that's possible.
Is that like you who already
would,
got that corner.
Yeah. Who would you rank higher, Joanna or me?
You're in the Hall of Fame.
And then I also want to bring up, you said I talk about nonsense. I get that all my stories may not be meaningful to you and maybe your life and what you're mm-hmm. going through, but I wouldn't say that what I come on the radio to talk about is nonsense, because then you're taking a jab at Bert because he's the one who chooses what I come on to say, talk about.
When I was writing it, I was kind of mad, so I didn't really mean to put nonsense.
What were you mad about, though?
I wasn't mad. I was just into the email. I was writing it.
Passionate about
it. Yeah, I was passionate about it. So I'm sorry to put nonsense, but it is self-centered, the stuff, some of the stuff you talk about. You're comparing yourself to another girl. Oh, I don't know if I want her hanging. That's what you said too, Joanne. I heard the replay over and over.
That I said I don't want her hanging
like,
out.
Oh yeah,
I
mean, she's.
It's undeniable. I mean, it's really undeniable that you're self-centered, right? I mean, you can't be offended by that.
I can't. I understand. Like that's fine if I come off self-centered. I don't. I'm not gonna say I don't care because I do care. I mean, obviously I care mm-hmm. what people think about me. But I care more about what the people close to me say and people who I interact with daily say. Like, if a listener calls up and they're like, wow, you're so self-centered, they don't know me. They know me for 10 minutes every, you know, once a week. Of course I come off self-centered and maybe, you know, shallow, whatever you want to say. But if you got to know me, you would know that's not really me.
Okay. We know you pretty well, and I think you're pretty self-centered.
See?
But I think it's endearing. I think that's an endearing part of you.
I'm confident, and you guys take that as self-centered. I'm just confident. How come Jeff is
I don't know if it's confidence, because, I mean, just my comment going back to the friend that, you know, in that group. Whether you think it was a joke or not that you didn't want to hang out with the girl in the group, you know, that's not confidence.
I know how I know that it was a joke. But, you don't know. I mean, that's fine.
But I do want to follow up with Joanna. It comes on and she's very strong in her stories and strong in her opinion. And so it just sounds to me that there's just a disagreement on the message that's portrayed. Is that what the problem is?
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, I really don't know Joanna. I'm just going off of the story she's said, the two stories I heard her say on air. And I'm saying it was very self-centered.
Here is Julio. Good morning, Julio. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I always listen to you guys, and every time that Joanna comes out, I change this radio.
Why would you do that?
I agree with the intern. She always... She gets on my nerves.
See, now you're just being me.
But that's fine. I accept it because he doesn't know me. Because he knows me for 10 minutes once a week.
Mm-hmm.
That does not bother me in the least.
Oh, well, you know, I'm on, what, 5 days a week, people, you know, I get on their nerves, too. So it's not just 10 minutes.
It's not just a time thing.
No.
You can make a negative impression on this show in 30 seconds.
Yes. No, it's just sometimes a woman with a strong opinion, they're like, oh, my God, she gets on my nerves so much because she talks blah, blah, blah. So
they count my ums.
Yeah, right.
So it's not 10 minutes. They don't like my cadence. It doesn't matter.
Those are all emails from me, so I'm apologizing for that.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, Mark here wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. All right. So you are fairly certain that what you found on a friend's computer has been planted and it's not an accident.
That's what I'm thinking. I had her computer, I had fixed it a few weeks ago, and she brought it back to me and said that she was having more problems with it. Normally, the scans that I do will pick up any data that is added to the computer since the last time I've worked on it. And this particular set of photos, when I did the scan, it showed the file path going back to the desktop. So it was on the desktop for me to see it as soon as the computer came up. But they were pictures of her and one of my good friends who was married, and they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing in the pictures.
Okay.
Doing things they shouldn't have
like
been?
Like what, like kissing or what?
No, a lot more than kissing.
Oh, so intimate acts.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, I'm a little confused, only because I had to check out for a second. So you found pictures of the woman that asked you to help with the computer of her and somebody outside of her marriage?
No, she's not married.
But the person she's in the picture with is a friend of yours, and he is married.
Yeah, let me backtrack. We all run in the same circle. So we'll go out and we'll hang at different restaurants together, different bars together, and there's probably about 9 or 10 of us in the group.
Okay.
You know, couples. I'm single. A few other singles, but when we're hanging out, these two, they act like water and oil. They hate each other. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're like constantly bickering with each other. The other thing, which is why I think the photos are planted, he has a very famous brother, so he has a lot of money, and she is into money.
Okay.
All right, so it's somebody within the group, and they're putting the face on that they don't like each other, but they're really sleeping with each other. And once again, you said that the dude in the pictures is married?
Yes.
Okay. So that makes it uncomfortable for you.
I still don't know why she wanted you to see it, probably.
That's what I'm thinking.
What would her motivation be for you finding out, so that you would be the one to break the news and break up his marriage?
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Women are crafty like this. Dudes can never. This is a complicated manipulation. We've got one gear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Women are like, you're playing chess all the time.
Right.
Guys play checkers. Women play chess.
Say that.
That's the name of my new book.
You got to tweet that, dude. That's brilliant.
That is brilliant. Yes.
404-741-Q100. So she's sort of using you as the pawn here, really, then, to get to this dude. What do you, well, even so, I mean, let's put that let's put the question of was it planted or not on the side. So you as a friend now you're uncomfortable in the group around these people, period.
Right.
Now, do you think that those pictures were recent enough to lead you to believe they're still sleeping together or that they were a long time ago?
I'm thinking they were pretty recent, mainly because it was only a few weeks ago that I fixed her computer the first time, and nothing was on it. And aside from the photos being added, you know, to the computer, there was nothing wrong with it.
Oh, so there was nothing to fix.
Okay.
Well, then that's all a pretty good indication.
There you go. I get it.
All right. So with all that information, then, what do you do? So are we going to go ahead and assume that the pictures were planted now? And is our question...
She wants you to know.
So is our question for the Burt Show community, what should you do now? Sort of knowing that she planted those for you to see, do you go ahead and execute her plan or do you play stupid? Is that the question?
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, deciding, you know, whether... Because my boy is foul, you know, in the first place for going outside his marriage. Mm-hmm. And... you know, I want to step to him and tell him about it, but then I can't because that serves her purpose.
Well, I think he needs to know because, I mean, obviously there's pictures floating around, so I think you need to talk to him about it.
It's a tight spot.
But
I think
her plan is flawed because if you tell him about it, then he's going to, you know, end it with her. He's not going to end it with his wife. Right?
I don't know.
There's no way knowing.
Can't really end it because then she's going to take revenge out on him because she's got the pictures as proof.
Jen, let me ask you what you would do in this case because, I mean, you used to run with a very big, tight group. I mean, this is almost, we can almost apply this to that group. And even now you do. So what would you do if this was one of your...
Well, I think if... Because we've talked about this scenario on the show in so many different ways. And I think if you have proof, which he does, you can do something with it. I think if you don't have proof, then you can't. Mm-hmm. Because then it's just talk and, you know, speculation and everything else.
So the proof is damaging.
But I think, like, you also have to consider how much you want to get involved. I don't know. I think you always have to consider how much do you want to get involved? How much do you want to... be in the middle of all this because you never know where the chips are going to fall, you know? So this guy, you know, breaks it off with the girl. She gets fiery mad and somehow drags you involved into the drama of it.
He knew.
Or the potential of, you know, her being upset that this guy's not going to leave his wife and then blaming you. I don't know. There's a lot of ways that they can drag you into it and being involved, but I think it may be too far for him. He's already seen the pictures. She knows he's seen the pictures. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, with the proof that he's gotten, I would forward them along to the married person.
All right, here is Heather.
Which married person? The one who doesn't know, or the guy?
The guy.
The guy. Heather, good morning. You are on
Q100.
Hi.
Hi. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to you every morning.
Thanks.
I just wanted to tell the caller that I think that he needs to confront the girl about the situation. I don't think that he needs to go to the guy about it because it's really not his place, even though he is a friend of the person. I just really think that he needs to confront the female about it because, you know, it's a fine line. That's a fine line to, you know, just ruin somebody's marriage over pictures, even though he does have proof about the situation. It just seems like to me that he needs to really confront the girl and ask her, why were these there for me? That's not my place. That's your place. If you want to destroy his marriage, I don't want to get into it. That's your problem.
Some are calling. Is this a possibility, Mark, that she's also attracted to you, and this is her way of saying that... She's open to it.
But Mark's single.
You're single guy?
Yeah, I'm single guy, and yeah, me and her, we have absolutely no chemistry whatsoever.
Well, but she's playing that game with your friend also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't make the money that she's looking for in a guy. She used to date a real estate guy who about a year ago when he started losing money and had to sell his nice car and everything.
Yeah, real estate agents aren't making much money right now.
That was hot a couple of years ago. You're not such a hot commodity, right?
You know, but at that time, she she left him because his money mind wasn't there. You know, so, you know, that's what she's into.
Okay, here's Monica. Good morning, Monica.
Hey, good morning. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I think that you should definitely speak to your friend, the one who's married, that took the pictures with the young lady. I think it's a bad idea to say something to the girl because the simple fact that she put you in the predicament in the first place. She knew what she was doing. I mean, it's totally obvious. Like you said, the first time you went over there, the pictures weren't there. There was nothing to fix. The second time you go back, all of a sudden the pictures are on there. She knows what she's doing. Like Bert said, men play chess. I mean, I'm checkers, but women play chess. So she knows what she's doing. She's putting you in a bad situation. However, your friend, he put himself in a messed up situation. So as a friend, I would still talk to my friend and be like, hey, look, dude, heads up. You know, you already know what you did or whatever, and I really don't feel like it's my place, but I've been put in this situation, and I'd hate for you to have to hear it from her later on down the road that I knew about the pictures or your wife or whoever to find out. And just clear yourself of the whole situation and let him know, you know, you might have a situation with this girl because she's pretty messy.
I'm trying to put on a cross-section of advice, but most that's coming in is saying stay out of it or play stupid. Here is Tammy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert. Love the show.
Thank you.
He should totally stay out of it. Play stupid. He didn't see it. Give her computer back and just totally stay out of it because she's putting him in a horrible situation with them. And my advice to him is to let it go.
What's going to happen if he – I mean, the horrible situation he's in, I don't understand.
Well, it's just going to be uncomfortable all the way around. Either way. Hey, Cindy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, good morning. I think he needs to stay out of it. I would ask the girl to look at her computer again, delete the pictures, pretend you know nothing.
Just act like you never saw them.
Right. I cleaned it up so well. I took all those pictures right off.
Yeah, I took the viruses right off there.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Play dumb. Act like you know nothing, you saw nothing. That's something I wouldn't want to get messed up in.
That's what everybody's saying now. Hey, Z, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
My opinion is I think that he should either keep his mouth shut, play dumb, act like he doesn't know, or if she gives any indication that she's getting ready to use that information, then I think he should only tell his married friend that what she's up to.
What's your theory on not saying anything at all? Because that's what most are saying, but I can't figure out why.
Well, because if he says nothing at all, then she can't use it against him. He can just act like he never saw it on there, or like you said, he deleted it and never saw it. He can just play dumb, and she can't use that information against him. Like if she comes out and says, oh, well, he knew. You know, he knew about it, too. She can't really do that if he just plays dumb.
It sure sounds like she's got a plan and she's using you, but I do think that there's some validity in some of these calls that if you play dumb, she's going to figure out another way to use somebody else to get her plan executed. I just wouldn't let it be you. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying play dumb?
I'm saying play dumb.
Oh, I say tell.
You say tell.
Tell your friend, the guy friend. Don't tell her that you know.
Yeah, if you're close to the guy friend, I'd play dumb to her, but I'd say to him, look, just heads up. This is what I saw on there, so it's none of my business, but there you go.
What do you do?
At first I thought I would contact him, but now that you can play dumb like you never saw them, maybe that's better and stay out of it.
Play dumb.
All right, Mark. I think most calls coming in are saying, go ahead and play dumb. Let this thing play out without you in it.
Yeah, it'll be tough. And it just changes the dynamics of when we hang out.
Yeah, you're going to have to put on an Academy Award every time you're out with them again.
It's not fair to, you know, the sad thing is it's not fair to him either way because she put him in this situation. Right. That's not fair.
Right.
You know, it's not fair to putting a third party in to have to witness anything, you know, and determine whether they should say something or not.
Hey, Mark, keep in touch with us and let us know how it all plans out in a couple of weeks, all right?
All right, will do.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You're on The Bert Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Christina Aguilera.
Hey, Atlanta. It's Christina Aguilera. Q100.
She's got a new album out. It's going to be out in June called Bionic. But she's got a bit of a different attitude before men. Like, it seemed to me back in the day, she was eager to pick fights with, like, Mariah Carey. I think she and Pink had a weird thing for a while also.
It's almost like they were all coming up at the same time. Mm-hmm. So they were just kind of fighting for attention. So, now, and that's where that came from.
Akon's starting to stir it up between she and Lady Gaga now. She's not really having any of that. Mm-hmm. But she's going to tell you in here that she's still sexy. And she's a mom, but she's sexier now. Here's Christina Aguilera.
Hello, I have Christina Aguilera on the phone. Christina, you're on with the Burt show in Q100 in Atlanta.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Christina Aguilera.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You sound great.
Thank you. I am great.
Are you energized? You're back after a four-year solo album. You sound energized.
Like the album, Bionic.
There are so many other things that are going on in your life right now. You got a million different reasons to be energized or tired. One or the other.
Right, you're a mommy.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely energized. I got a lot of work on my plate. I'm finishing, the sequencing and the mixing of the album still. But it's done. It's done. I'm very, very excited about it. But yeah, last year was a whole sort of year in preparation for the big releases this year with the movie and the album itself, the touring. It's going to be a big, big year ahead.
Yeah, we're going to get into all of that stuff here in just a second. The family part of the whole thing. I mean, this is a very different Christina Aguilera now than the Christina Aguilera 4 years ago. Now, mommy, husband, it's a very different Christina, right?
It's more confident and comfortable in her own skin. And I think even a more sexual Christina, because, coming full circle, it's just something that's happening inside of me at this point in my life. I just think the comfort in your own skin really exudes, especially for me. That's sort of part of the change of having a child for me, seeing your body do these things you never thought possible. And then sort of, when you have a baby, you go through a period where your body just is not your own. It becomes for your child, and that's it. It is not for you anymore. It's like your child, and you're on the back burner. So once you bounce back from that, and you kind of get your body back, I feel better than ever, and just come full circle. It's a great feeling.
It's one thing to feel sexier now that you're a mom, but now that you're a mom, can you show that you're sexier?
Yeah, of course, because it all just is part of the package. It all exudes from one place, and when you're really feeling it, it's just going to come out. And you'll see in the Not Myself Tonight video, which I'm right in the middle of editing, actually, kind of as we speak, I was just seeing the new edit. It's really fun, and it's really
sexy, great. Huh?
So you think Christina Aguilera is very sexy in the new video?
She's pretty great. I'm just in the middle of editing it, so I'm just going through all these shots that will never see the light of day. But it's great. Actually, Not Myself Tonight, I mean, it had to be, because the song itself is sophisticated, mature, dirty, in a sense.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Christina, I remember reading an interview when you talked about you and your husband and how you did Naked Sundays. I'm just curious if you can still do Naked Sundays now that you guys are parents.
Yeah, I mean, he's two, and he's growing up in a house where we're a big art collector, so there's a lot of female nudes and whatnot around the house. I think they're beautiful. I think women are beautiful, especially in the nude. I think more beautiful than men in the nude. And, Max will be growing up in a house where it's just the norm, and it's, it's something to be respected and seen as a thing of beauty. I think it's only weird whenever you shame it and you think of it and raise your child to look at it in a weird light. You know, I think that's when it gets weird.
You said shame it, and for a second I thought you said shave it.
Wow. Well, there's your mind.
One of the darker parts of the industry, I think I saw yesterday, because I almost laughed out loud. I'm doing a little research on you, and I saw Akon a couple of days ago, said some sort of not so nice things about you, about how maybe you're copying Lady Gaga. And my thought was, my God, I mean, the album hasn't even come back yet, and they're already starting to create some feud between you and Lady Gaga. Is this a part of the industry that you absolutely hate and have always hated?
It just comes with the territory. I mean, that in particular, not even worth, you know, wasting the breath to comment on. I've been around for over a decade, and I think my work speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is the more mature Christina, probably now also. No, seriously, because like years ago, you might have probably, you know, you strike back. But now
I probably would have engaged and been a little upset. It's not even worth the time anymore. It's there's a bigger picture out there. I've got my son, I've got my family, I've got my work that I'm extremely proud of. The movie coming out, there's too much good to be pent up with anybody else's negativity.
Good for you, Christina Aguilera. Good for you.
Are there any more children in your future?
I would love that. I would love that one day, but not right now. Not today. Eventually I would like to give Max a brother or a sister, but right now Bionic is the baby.
And, you know, when the album came out 4 years ago, I think it sold like 1.6, 1.7 million albums or something like that. When you're taking a look at Bionic, is the pressure on you to sell more than the original, or is that not have anything to do with you considering it successful or not?
Oh, I never consider numbers to contribute to any sort of success or non-success. You know, I mean, my artistry sort of comes first, because if I don't get it out of me, I feel suffocated. So I have to sort of do what feels best for me and what makes me more comfortable, most comfortable. Even if it's, you know, financially not the best thing to do, or, you know, I mean, actually in shooting my video, I came a little out of my own pocket, because I had an idea creatively that I really wanted to do. And there was some little label wars, but it's all good, because I don't mind extending myself a little bit to get what I want done creatively.
Now, why are you calling it Bionic? Where does that come from?
Oh, so many different things. I exhaust myself just talking about them all. But Bionic, I think, is definitely a result of having my son feeling superhuman in a way, as us women, I mean, what, we give birth, we give life, we hold down the forts, we work, we do it all, man. And I'm just so proud of, you know, coming full circle and having had my son and learning these new things about me. I do feel superhuman in a sense. I feel bionic.
Well, coming back full circle, Christina, you talked about how you feel more comfortable in your own skin and how you've evolved. What do you tell women who may look at this album and say, well, now that you have a family and now that you're a mother, you really shouldn't try to be or feel sexy, because it's too sexy was back in the day.
The
and
messages
now,
are mixed.
Yeah, now you're a mommy. What do you say to those women?
No, yeah, to each their own. You know, some people just don't feel, some people have a heightened sexuality than others. I'm a very sexual person. So part of me going into wanting to be a mother was making sure that I don't leave me behind. And being a sexual person was one of those things. You know, he's growing up in a house where, as I said, mentioned the artwork and whatnot, he's going to respect women's beauty and, you know, the female body. And I think it's important that he sees mommy not be ashamed of her sexuality, and that I'm going to be able to express myself. And he's just going to grow up thinking that that's normal, and that's the norm. You can't leave yourself behind.
Well, Jeff and I on the show got to go to Tricky Stewart's Grammy party, and we saw you out there
Tricky.
In LA. Yeah. I was just curious, do you enjoy going out to those parties and those clubs, or is that just a function of your job, or do you actually have fun when you and your husband get to go out and do that kind of thing?
Did you say you saw me there?
I did see you there. You looked gorgeous.
I don't know how long you stayed, but I think your question would be answered if you saw me and what I was doing at the later part of the night. I had a lot of fun at
I want to know what you did.
What happened?
You do at the later part of the night?
We definitely saw it, but we thought it'd be better if you told us.
You are hilarious. Okay, so that was a setup. I get it.
Well, good luck with the new album. June 8th is the official release date, correct?
Thank you. Yes.
And good luck with everything. You sound great.
Thank you. So do you guys.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Christina.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
At this point, you want to win all or nothing trivia for the bragging rights. I mean, we're a week into this thing. Mm-hmm. So if you get it, it's like, I was the one on Q100 that got it. But we're still adding new prizes every day because today, now you get Lady Antebellum tickets.
Oh, awesome.
May 15th, Erin Amphitheater. So we're adding that to the $50 that we gave you from Fado, the 60-minute massage at the Intercontinental Buckhead, and the tickets to see John Mayer. So this is all there for the taking.
That's right.
If you can get all five of these names right.
Nice.
And again, we are looking for the five most well-endowed celebrities in Hollywood. And you have to call up with five names.
Mm-hmm.
If you get some wrong, we're not going to tell you the names of the ones that you got right, but we will tell you how many you got right.
Mm-hmm. We got close yesterday on starting a real pattern.
Mm-hmm. Here is Cynthia. Good morning. You are the first this morning on All or Nothing Trivia.
Hey. Are you ready for my pick?
We are so ready.
Okay. Ashton Kutcher. Mm-hmm. Jamie Foxx. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jesse James, and Ron Jeremy.
All right, you got three.
Three.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
She was listening yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Here's Chuck.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, and y'all?
Good, man. What's going on?
Great. A bunch of nothing. I'm pretty embarrassed about this whole thing here.
Well, if you get it right, dude, it'll pay off big time. There's so many great prizes now, so you'll get over it.
All right. So we got Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ewan McGregor, and Colin Farrell.
You got three right. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all nice to me, and then you get it wrong, you just hang up, dude. Mm-hmm.
What's he going to say? Yeah, I got three penises right. Woo!
Save that.
Save that.
Yeah. At least I have two balls.
Save that.
Good morning, Amy. You're on the Burt Show, All or Nothing Trivia.
Hi, I love you guys.
Thanks. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, I need five names of the most well-endowed celebrities in Hollywood. You got to guess all five right.
Okay, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, David Archuleta, and David Sparks.
Oh my God. Come on, you're not even allowed to guess Archuleta. Or call him Archuleto when you guess Archuleta.
Sorry.
You know what? We thought David Archuleta, but maybe David Archuleto is somebody we don't. We're not familiar with.
Yeah.
You got three right.
Okay, thank you.
Should have swapped out Archuleta for Bieber.
Oh.
Oh, Jeff.
No, don't talk about that.
Good morning, Carol. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Good. Okay, so here's my guesses.
Bring it on.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brian Austin Green, Jared Leto.
Those are wishful thinking. You got three right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Don't be mad.
She says defeated.
Thanks.
She thought she had that.
Thanks, Bert, you jerk.
Denise?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fantastic.
Are you ready for my guesses?
We're right here. Let's do it.
Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, David Spade, Jamie Kennedy.
You got four right.
Oh.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
She didn't win, but she's feeling like today's champion.
We're close. We're very close right now.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.